Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Sheni B'Shabbat, the second day of the week, and in the second Aliyah of Parshat Tetzaveh, we have 18 psukim. In this Aliyah, the Torah continues with the commands to make the clothing for the Kohen Gadol. In this Aliyah, we read about the Choshen Mishpat, the plate that had four rows of precious stones, each row containing three stones. The names of the 12 Shvatim were engraved on these stones, and the Choshen Mishpat was folded over, and the Urim V'Tumim was inserted inside it, a cloth on which was written Hashem's name. The Choshen Mishpat was then secured by straps which connected to the ephod. Now, as mentioned in yesterday's FMT, the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Peched Amud Bet tells us that the begadim of the Kohanim were able to atone for different kinds of sins for Bnei Yisrael. And the Gemara tells us that the Choshen Mishpat in today's Aliyah atoned for erroneous decisions made by the Beit Din. The Choshen Mishpat again was a plate that the Kohen Gadol wore on his chest. It folded in half, and in it was the Urim V'Tumim, a piece of parchment with Hashem's name on it, and the Urim V'Tumim helped Klal Yisrael make proper judgments by the miraculous process of having various letters on the stones light up to tell Bnei Yisrael answers to questions that impacted the whole nation. Major questions that involved the nation were asked of the Choshen Mishpat and the Urim V'Tumim. The questions were asked by a king or by the Sanhedrin, and Hashem conveyed his will and what direction he wanted Bnei Israel to go in through the Choshen Mishpat. And if we go back to Parshas Shmos in Perek Dalid, Pasuk Yud Dalid, we will remember that Moshe Rabbeinu was told at the burning bush that when he returns to Egypt to save Bnei Israel, Aaron, Moshe's older brother, Aaron would greet Moshe and be incredibly happy to greet Moshe. Aaron would have no ego, no jealousy, no embarrassment that his younger brother was getting such an important job, just pure happiness. It's an incredible thing. And Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says there, quoting the Medrash, that Aaron, because of the happiness that he had, the true happiness that he had for Moshe, Aaron merited the Choshen Mishpat in our Aliyah. And the question is why? How are they connected? I asked this question in last year's FMT and shared an answer last year. If you're interested in hearing last year's answer, please WhatsApp me privately. But today I'd like to share a beautiful answer by Rav Avigdor Nevensol Shlita, the chief rabbi of the Old City of Yushalayim. This is found in his Sefer Sichot LeParshat Shemot, LeSefer Shemot, on our Parsha in Sicha Chaf Gimel. And this is what Rav Nevensol says. Aaron HaKohen had two incredible traits that were exhibited when he greeted Moshe upon Moshe's return to Egypt. First of all, Aaron wanted nothing for himself. He took himself completely out of the picture. Self-abnegation at the highest degree. If he didn't do that, if he didn't feel that, then how could he not be upset when Moshe returned from Midian after so many years? Aaron was the leader of the Jewish people while Moshe was in Midian. Aaron invested blood and sweat and tears for the Jewish people, and he led them through some of the hardest times in Jewish history. And then all of a sudden his brother, his little brother, comes from a foreign country and is in charge. Aaron gets demoted. The only way for Aaron to be all right with Moshe taking over is if Aaron wanted nothing for himself, nothing, complete self-sacrifice. That's the first midah that Aaron displayed. But there's more. Aaron did not only let Moshe take over, which in itself is an incredible thing to do, but the Torah there again in Shmos Dalad Yadalad says that Aaron will be happy, v'samach bilibo. So Aaron was not only selfless, not only did he want nothing for himself, but he loved other people so much. He only wanted what's best for them. To be happy for someone else, especially under these circumstances, only happens when all you want is for others to be happy, for others to get things, for others to benefit. And Aaron did exactly that. So when Aaron was happy for Moshe to take over as the leader of the Jewish people in Egypt instead of himself, he exhibited these two traits: complete selflessness and complete happiness for others. And it was because of these two traits that he merited receiving the Choshen Mishpat and the Urim V'tumim. First of all, the Choshen is one of the eight pieces of the Bigdei Kahuna, of the Kohen Gadol. And like all of Bigdei Kahuna, no Kohen and no Kohen Gadol owns their own clothing. Nothing is theirs. Complete self-abnegation, complete self-sacrifice. That's first of all, and that's parallel to Aaron's first midah that he displayed when Moshe returned. But secondly, the Choshen Mishpat is also used to help Bnei Yisrael by helping them decide the most important national decisions. And that's Aaron's second midah that he exhibited when Moshe returned to Egypt, helping others, being part of the larger team, being part of the klal. So again, the two things that the Choshen Mishpat did, one is to serve as one of the Begadim, the Kohen Gadol, and also to serve to help the nation, these two things parallel the two traits that Aaron showed when Moshe returned, so it was only natural that Aaron should get the Choshen Mishpat. Once again, if you're interested in hearing another answer to this question, please WhatsApp me privately. In the meantime, have an amazing day, everyone.